Sun's Week in All. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is Dan Friedel filling in for VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Oh, wow, excuse me. I am tired today. Guess what? I stayed up until 1:30 in the morning last night watching baseball. It's the postseason after all, and there was an exciting baseball game on last night between the Chicago Cubs and the Colorado Rockies. The game went until the 13th inning. If you remember, a regulation baseball game goes just 9 innings, so this one had 4 extras, and the Rockies defeated the Cubs 2-1. The game was tied at 1 after the Cubs rallied to score in the bottom of the 8th. With the win, that means the Rockies, who we've talked about this week, as they had to play game 163 to decide the National League's Western Division, will go on to play the National League's number one team, the Milwaukee Brewers, in a best-of-5 playoff series starting on Thursday. The Cubs, however, saw their season come to an end. The Cubs were the World Series champs in 2016, defeating my hometown Cleveland Indians in extra innings in Game 7. If you remember, there was a lot of talk that year about the Cubs winning the World Series for the first time in over 100 years. Sadly for Cubs fans, there will be no deep playoff run this year. Kyle Freeland was the starting pitcher for the Rockies.
We got a little taste of it right before we left for LA the other day, seeing the entire city rally around us playing against Washington and kind of getting that playoff environment feel. And it's going to be extremely exciting to bring some more playoff baseball to Denver and hopefully win some games.
Anthony Rizzo of the Cubs was not happy to see the season come to an end.
We played our hearts out. We really did. We were, we were thin. Obviously, the offense didn't live up to its hype, but it sucks. It sucks. It sucks losing this early. It's been a while since we've done that.
Those were two key players from Tuesday's National League wildcard game. Up next tonight, a wild card game in the American League featuring the well-known New York Yankees and the little-known Oakland Athletics. The winner of that game will play the Boston Red Sox, who had 108 wins this year, one of the best regular seasons in MLB history. We'll have an update on that game tomorrow, and a look back at the Major League Baseball season, and a look ahead at the playoffs, which really begin in earnest on Thursday. Sticking with some American sports, as we mentioned yesterday, the NBA season begins in less than 2 weeks, on October 16th, in fact, with a pair of games. We'll see two teams expected to fight for the Eastern Conference, the Philadelphia 76ers and Cameroonian big man Joel Embiid take on the finally healthy Boston Celtics. And later that night, the NBA champion Golden State Warriors take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Continuing our NBA chat from yesterday with Jeff Zilgit of USA Today, I asked Jeff about how he thought LeBron James would mesh with his new coach on the Los Angeles Lakers, Luke Walton. If you're up on your NBA trivia, you know that Walton was drafted in the same year as James, so they're contemporaries, even though James is a couple years younger than Walton.
LeBron has run into friction with some coaches, but he ran into friction with Eric Spoelstra in his early time in Miami. And look at this, Eric Spoelstra really, really helped LeBron develop into the player he is today. One of the big things that Miami Heat culture does, again, there's that word we're talking about, and LeBron learned to embrace this, is becoming comfortable being uncomfortable. And so Eric's supposed to do a great job with that. Now, look, did he get along all the time with David Blatt, his coach in Cleveland, in the second time around? No, he did not. Did he get along with Ty Lue just fine enough? He sure did, and that resulted in a championship in 2016. And so, yes, it's a relationship worth watching. There's no doubt about that between Luke Walton and LeBron James. An interesting little nugget real quick is they were in the same draft class in 2003. LeBron, the top pick in that draft. Luke Walton selected in the second round. And so, you know, they come from a similar era when it comes to, you know, growing up, playing high school ball. Obviously, LeBron didn't go to college, but they certainly, you know, experienced some of the same things, you know, socially, culturally. And, you know, look, it's something, again, worth watching, but give it time. Remember, Luke Walton did a great job with the Golden State Warriors as an interim coach when Steve Kerr was unable to coach a few seasons back because of some health problems. And so he certainly knows X's and O's. At the end of his playing days, Luke Walton was planning to become a head coach. And so he does, you know, this isn't like a guy who doesn't know, you know, a ton about basketball. And so, again, worth watching, but it's nothing that indicates, you know, early on that there will be a problem.
I'm Dan Friedell in for Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports. We'll have more with Jeff Zilgit from USA Today in a moment. But first, I wanted to play a clip from the Cleveland Cavaliers Media Day last week, where head coach Ty Lue was asked about playing this season without LeBron.
We know how important LeBron is, you know, to this franchise, to win a championship in 2016, win the Eastern Conference 4 years in a row. And we're very thankful for that. I think now, you know, we have new challenges, a new chapter as far as, you know, young guys, old guys mixing to be a good team, to putting a good product on the floor, to make it a playoffs. So I don't see this as a rebuild or anything different. I think we got a young mix of young guys and older guys that can help each other, and I'm very excited for it. No tanking. I think start from what we had and build from that. And you can see that with, you know, Dan giving Kevin Love the extension. You know, having older guys and older vets around to help the younger guys as we move forward. So not a rebuild at all. I think it's a challenge for all of us. It's something different with LeBron gone, but we're up for the challenge. And I think that challenge started this summer when all of our coaching staff, you know, went out to these guys and, you know, helped these younger guys to work on passing, ball handling skills, shooting, different things they're going to have to do this season to make us good. So it's a new challenge, but like I said, you know, we want to compete for the playoffs. That's our motivation. That's what we want to do. And we're going to put product on the floor to do that.
That's Cleveland coach Ty Lue talking last week about the Cavs' goal of making the playoffs, led by Kevin Love and other veteran players. We're talking with Jeff Zilgit of USA Today about the upcoming NBA season, which begins in less than 2 weeks. I asked Jeff to take a look at some of the storylines in the Eastern Conference, since so many people have been looking at the West. I asked Jeff, what's going to happen in the East without LeBron? And here's what Jeff had to say.
Well, you make a great point. This is the first year in, well, it'll be the first time in 9 seasons, if you count the previous 8, LeBron making the finals, that a team from the Eastern Conference representing the East in the finals won't have LeBron on it. That's an amazing, just there in and of itself. And so a couple of quick storylines I want to look at there. The Boston Celtics, they took Cleveland to 7 games last year. In that playoff series, they did not have Gordon Hayward, who was out with an injury. They did not have Kyrie Irving, who was out with an injury. They're healthy right now. They have a ton of young talent in addition to Kyrie, Gordon, Al Horford, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Terry Rozier. They're a really, really talented, deep basketball team, also coached by one of the, you know, really strong minds in the game today, Brad Stevens. Who's coming into his own as an NBA coach, already doing some incredible things. You take a look at, since the Celtics hired Brad Stevens, they have increased their win total every season in Brad's first 5 years, including, I think, what, 55 wins last year. It won't surprise me if the Celtics get higher than 55 wins this season. And then just briefly, I think it's worth watching the Toronto Raptors with Kawhi Leonard. Don't forget, they won the Eastern Conference regular season last year, had the top seed in the East. They just, over the past few seasons, have been able to beat LeBron James. There's no shame in that. But again, we've made note, LeBron is gone from the East. The Raptors also have a new coach, Nick Nurse, who is a longtime assistant in the NBA and other leagues as well. But they do have Kawhi, they have Kyle Lowry, OG Anunoby. They bring back a lot of the same guys. Obviously, no DeMar DeRozan, but the Raptors should be really good. And then I think that Philadelphia team with Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, Markel Fultz, Robert Covington, J.J. Redick, Dario Saric. I mean, that's a really talented team as well that, learned a lot about winning in the playoffs last season, winning in the first round, but losing, quickly in the second round. And so those are a couple of the storylines I think worth watching in the Eastern Conference. But I think there's a handful of teams. You know, what does new Milwaukee Bucks coach Mike Budenholzer do with Giannis Antetokounmpo and turn that buck? Can he turn that Bucks team into a contender in the East, make that big jump from just playoff team to Eastern Conference contender? And again, those are a couple of the storylines I think are worth paying attention to in the Eastern Conference.
That's Jeff Zilgit of USA Today talking about the upcoming NBA season. Thanks, Jeff, for joining us on the Sunny Side of Sports. We'll have a little bit more on the NBA right after this.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, can Africa win the war on corruption? The African Union has declared 2018 the African Year of Anti-Corruption, charting a battle plan to win the fight against corruption on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
I'm Dan Friedel in for Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. We were just talking with Jeff Zilgit from USA Today, and he mentioned the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis Antetokounmpo trying to take the Bucks deep into the playoffs for the first time. I just found a series of interviews with Giannis on the Milwaukee Bucks YouTube channel. He's talking with broadcaster Jim Paschke about what he did in the offseason to get better, and I highly recommend you check it out if you're a fan of the Greek Freak, and who isn't. The Greek Freak, Antetokounmpo, as you know, grew up in Athens but has Nigerian parents. It turns out that Giannis spent some time over the summer working out with the legendary Kobe Bryant. Here's what he learned.
Lad, you got to be simple. You got to work on your craft again and again and again. We start a drill. Oh, you got to think outside the box, and you always got to be a kid. That's what he told me. I said, be a kid? What do you mean by be a kid? Like, you got to mature. You got to be a man. You know, when you step on the floor, you got to be a man. Like, show them that you're here. He said, no, what I mean by being a kid, he said, kid, use their fantasy. Like, you can see a kid being creative and playing with two rocks and playing around with them. And he said that when you're a kid, you always want to learn. You ask questions. You ask questions every time. Why do I do this? Why am I sitting in the passenger seat? Why am I going to school today? Like, you always ask questions. So he told me, be a kid. The workout was great, though. He made me make like 350 or 400 shots. But they were all the same shots. We went to a spot, and he told me, make 20. I said, make how many, 10? Like, he said, no, make 20. Be low, use your footwork. When you shoot, raise up high, and make 20. It was amazing. It was amazing working out with Kobe. As usual, I had my notebook there. I had questions ready for him. I told him before I asked him the question, I said, look, I don't want this to be an interview. I feel like an interview. He said, no. you can ask me whatever. I was like, are you sure? He said, yeah. I was like, okay. Blah, 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 blah. I was asking him questions, things that I want to learn about recovery, about off-season, about dealing with off the court, you know, stuff that take your attention away from basketball.
That's do-it-all forward Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Milwaukee Bucks talking about his off-season workouts with Kobe Bryant. I encourage you to check out the other parts of his interview about what he did in the off-season on the Milwaukee Bucks YouTube channel. I'm Dan Friedel, in for Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
The Voice of America. VOA.
I'm Dan Friedel, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Well, we've talked quite a bit about basketball on today's show, even some baseball. So let's move on to another round ball, this time in the world of soccer. My colleague Gwen Uten joins us now with this report on a group of women in Somalia who are trying to change the way people there think of women playing soccer. Gwen also has a nugget on some hot water Manchester United got into this week when they were late arriving for their Champions League match. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Dan. In Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, a team of women called the Golden Girls are lacing up their soccer shoes and defying the stigma of women in sports. The team was founded by Shaima Salad Mohammed, who played soccer while attending school in neighboring Kenya. Shaima returned to Somalia, where she says women are not encouraged to play sports, but are instead expected to stay home. So she decided to start the Golden Girls so Somali women could have the same sense of freedom she experienced in Kenya. She trains the team 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, on a private field costing $7 an hour. Shaima says she hopes one day Somalia will be known as a country that promotes women's football. And her dream is to play on the international stage.
We want to be a national team. We want to be part of World Cup. We want to be part of CAF tournaments and all that. And we are hoping to be one of the known countries that women's football are known in the whole world.
The women's soccer team is a break in Somalia's largely male-dominated tradition, and that carries with it some big risks. The United Nations says gender inequality persists in the country, and the culture promotes a strict male hierarchy and authority. Members of the Golden Girls team are often insulted, and some don't receive any support from their families. But despite the dangers and discrimination, the team is determined to even the score for female players in Somalia and raise their profile internationally. Shaima wants to take the team to play friendly matches in Kenya and then compete in an international match for Human Rights Day in December. Staying on soccer and traveling halfway across the world to the Champions League, UEFA has opened disciplinary proceedings against Manchester United. The United team was charged for arriving late for Tuesday's draw with Valencia. Kickoff was delayed by 5 minutes. United manager Jose Mourinho spoke at a news conference after the match and explained the reason behind the team's late arrival.
We left the hotel at 6 o'clock, hoping that 30 minutes would be enough, which normally is. But this time, the police refused to do an escort, so we came by ourselves. And we took from the Lowry Hotel, we took 75 minutes. And the UEFA, they were nice. The referee was nice to allow us to start the game 5 minutes later, because at least we need half an hour to be prepared. But it was not a problem with the club organization. We tried everything. We anticipate the fact that maybe could be dangerous in the sense of arriving late, but we were informed that the police refused an escort.
Tuesday's draw against Valencia marks United's fourth winless game in a row. Valencia was also charged over the delayed kickoff, along with kit infringement and for a fireworks display that was set off by their fans. And that is all from me. I'll hand it back over to you, Dan.
Thanks, Gwen. Wow, it looks like Jose Mourinho just can't stay out of the controversies, can he? We'll have more on European soccer right after this.
Border Crossings.
Join host Larry London.
Larry London.
On Border Crossings, VOA's only worldwide music request hour.
Whoa.
Every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in for the biggest hits and amazing artists. Win prizes and get the latest news from exclusive celebrity interviews.
Ooh.
Send your requests to Facebook at VOA Larry London, Twitter at Border Crossings, or Instagram at Border Crossings VOA, or call 202-619-2077 and have your favorite music played to the entire world.
Ah.
Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal, only on The Voice of America.
I'm Dan Friedel in for Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Speaking of European soccer, last week we spoke with Washington Post soccer reporter Steve Goff about the plan in place by the Spanish League to have a regular season game between Barcelona and Girona early next year in Miami. Well, the head of the Spanish League, Javier Tebas, was talking about just that recently. Tebas said the United States is an important part of the Spanish La Liga's plans to expand its brand across the Atlantic. It's a way, after all, to keep the league relevant around the world and grow the fan base. Tebas said the league's plans to play a match in the U.S. will go ahead, even if FIFA president Gianni Infantino, the head of the Spanish Soccer Federation, the coach of Real Madrid, and the president of Real Madrid have all said they don't think it's a good idea to play abroad. Tebas spoke about his plans in Spanish.
Es un partido. Parece que vamos, a veces la polémica parece que vamos a jugar todos los partidos a Estados Unidos. Vamos a jugar un partido para fomentar la liga y fomentar el fútbol, ¿no?
It's just one game. For the controversy that has been created, it seems like we want to play every game there. We're going to play a game in the United States to promote our league and football in general. And I think that's very positive. I don't see it as a threat to other leagues, not at all. I would happily invite the MLS to play a game in Spain and support it. We don't see it as a risk. We see it as an opportunity to promote and grow the industry, which is important for everyone. That's what the head of the Spanish La Liga, Javier Tebas, said about playing one game in the United States in early 2019. He also said he thinks there's room for everyone to play in the United States, as it's one of the country's most popular sports, after all.
El fútbol, para empezar, es el deporte más practicado en los colegios y en Estados Unidos, ¿no? Por lo tanto, hay mucha práctica de fútbol. Normalmente, cuando alguien practica fútbol, es aficionado también a ver el fútbol y al ver grandes partidos, ¿no? Entonces, yo creo que es un mercado muy amplio, hay sitio para todos, para la MLS, para la Liga.
Football is the most played sport in schools in the U.S., and normally when someone practices soccer, they want to watch the biggest matches. It's a very big market, and there's room for everyone, for the MLS, the Mexican League, and us. That's Javier Tebas of Spain's La Liga talking about playing games overseas. And that wraps up the October 3rd edition of The Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to VOA producer Bill Werkinger and engineer Suleiman Terawale. And thank you for tuning in. I'm Dan Friedel, and this is The Sunny Side of Sports.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, can Africa win the war on corruption? The African Union has declared 2018 the African Year of Anti-Corruption, charting a battle plan to win the fight against corruption on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bungani in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Dante, AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music. And Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
Border Crossings.
Join host Larry London.
Larry London.
On Border Crossings, VOA's only worldwide music request hour.
Whoa.
Every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in for the biggest hits and amazing artists. Win prizes and get the latest news from exclusive celebrity interviews.
Ooh.
Send your requests to Facebook at VOA Larry London, Twitter at Border Crossings, or Instagram at Border Crossings VOA. Or call 202-619-2077 and have your favorite music played to the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal, only on The Voice of America.
Hi, this is Lori London. Tune in to The Voice of America's newscast. Every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondent reports from around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.